It's the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I am Chris Lorton. I am your host today. And my guests, mother and daughter team, Jamie and Tammy. Well, Tammy Showerman and her daughter, Jamie. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Yes. And you guys... recently has taken over TCAD Designs. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's kind of exciting.
It is.
How long have you had the store?
Since September 1st.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you've been in the business a little bit before, right?
Yes, what, yeah.
For a couple years?
A couple years.
What were you guys doing?
Before this, I was in my garage.
Okay.
Working out. I had a cute little room in the garage.
Yeah.
And we were making shirts out of there.
And were you helping then? Jamie?
Yeah, here and there. While I was on maternity leave, I'd go over there and help her out a little bit.
So you both grew up here in Jersey County?
Yes.
Okay. And this TCAD design, you also not only opened up TCAD Design, but you're also working on the Bell House,
yes.
Which is, tell me about that. What's going on there? What's going to go on there?
We just found this cute building every day when I was taking Layton to school. I just kept looking at it, and it went up for sale one day, and I sent them a picture and asked if they would want to be investors in a little project. And we had talked about opening up a venue for a little while. We just could never find the right spot, and this had the charm, and it was perfect, so we went for it.
Yeah, and a little event space.
Yeah.
How many people are you seating or planning to seat?
Probably comfortably like 160 people.
I see.
They said maybe 175, but we'll kind of have to wait to see once we get in there.
Okay. And they're still working on that?
Yes.
Okay.
Hopefully a few more months.
A few more months. All right. Now, TCAD Design, what all do you do at TCAD?
We do apparel.
Mm-hmm.
We do every kind of... design work on apparel, embroidery, direct to fabric, direct to garment. We can screen print. We do vinyl. So it's a wide variety of things that we can do on apparel.
And the big thing was whenever the Tonsers had it, they were operating upstairs.
Right.
And you entered off of the alley.
Yes.
But then you had the opportunity to, you bought the business?
Yes.
And then how did you get downstairs? How did you get over in that retail
spot?
So,
we moved in, took over September 1st. We moved into the back room and the upstairs. And moving my things in and Wendy's things, we were kind of crowded a little bit. And my husband made the comment, if Lynn's would ever, leave, we would love to move forward. And they left like a couple of weeks later. So we acquired the whole building. Yes.
You got to be careful what you say.
I know. I know it.
So they left and you redecorated the place and it looks beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We really didn't have much to do to the building. Brad and Wendy had already brought all the charm out into it and we just had to fill a store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you built some very nice cabinets.
Yes.
Except to display your stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, that was quite a chore, wasn't it? To get all that done? How'd you do that?
Well, we set a date. Was it November 1st? We wanted to be done by, I think Lynn's left October 1st. So that gave us 3 weeks to fill an entire store. So, and we did it. We opened the front November 1st.
But the cabinetry, how'd you get that done? You guys work on it?
No, I have a friend in Jacksonville, Sean Lovecamp. He does woodworking, and I called him and asked if he could help me fill a store in 3 weeks, and he did it. So Jamie and I Pinterested and put all kinds of things together to make it work and sent it to him, and he delivered.
I guess people can always come to your store.
Yes.
Yeah. And what are your hours?
We are Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 3.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They can come in and see it, and what you do a lot of logo work,
yes,
for locals,
mm-hmm,
right?
Yes.
So, what are some of the schools you take care of, or is there anything besides schools, or do you do logos for, you can do logos for anybody.
Oh, absolutely.
But yes, you display the logos for all the different schools.
Yes, yes.
Which include?
We do Jerseyville, Carrollton, Calhoun, Marquette, Alton Redbirds, Spartans, North Green Spartans. Mm-hmm. I've done some West Central Cougars, and I've done some, oh my goodness, no, I can't think of it now.
But if somebody has an idea, mm-hmm. they could bring that to you and they go, I want to create this
yes.
logo. You can help them create a logo?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then do it either screen print or embroidery or mm-hmm. whatever you want.
Right.
Yeah. And you've got quite a selection there,
we
don't
do.
You?
Yes,
for
we
all
do.
The different schools. Mm-hmm. Do they, how was Christmas time?
It was good. Christmas yeah. was really good. Yeah.
Yeah. I could see that.
Yeah. I was very thankful.
Do you have certain times of the years where you're really busy?
That's kind of hard right now since I've just been there since September. So Christmas time was very busy. Right now it's kind of a slow time, I think, the cold weather, the mm-hmm. snow. But it is also a good time for us to get caught up on things and work on all the orders we have right now.
And you do a few other things besides just the apparel.
Yes.
Signage.
Mm-hmm.
Political signs?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
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 Those. Yes.
And so people can come in, you design it, mm-hmm. print them out.
Right.
And you also do some bigger signs, like metal signs?
Yes, we do max metal signs, up to 5x10.
Okay. And you do them right there in-house?
Yes. We have a latex printer that yeah. prints off it's on like a vinyl, I guess you could say, that goes on to the max metal, so mm-hmm. we can do it all in-house.
When you say max metal, what do you mean by max metal?
It's like a thin piece of metal. It's very flexible.
Okay, like aluminum?
Kind of, mm-hmm. yes. Yeah.
All right. So
it's like a step up, I think, from aluminum.
So once you get the logo mm-hmm. figured out, or what's going to be on this sign, and what size the sign is, then this machine you have, mm-hmm. it makes... is it vinyl?
It's like a sticker. It's okay. a big sticker is what I guess I could say. Yeah.
yeah. And then you just fit it mm-hmm. and stick it on.
Yep.
We have to roll it out, squeegee it so there's yeah. no bubbles or creases.
Uh-huh.
It's quite
it's a
the
process.
Job.
Is it?
We
is
did
it,
four yesterday.
Yeah. You did?
Yeah.
Is it kind of time consuming to do it?
It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You just have to be careful and I don't know. There's hiccups, of course, with anything, so... Yeah, but I think yesterday after our last one, we rolled right through it.
Yes. So you do some signs, apparels, and also trophies.
Yes.
Is that a big business?
It is, actually.
Yeah?
Yes.
Especially medals, too. Mm-hmm. We do lots and lots of medals.
Oh, medals.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We do, for the Shushnik Center, we uh-huh. do, like for the rec leagues. We do the medals for the basketball teams, soccer teams. We do all the MVC plaques for the MVC, which is going to change now probably. But
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We have so many schools.
Yes.
And they all are given trophies. Mm-hmm. They all got tournaments.
Yes.
You know, they all have
yes.
the end of the year. I mean, and all the different sports.
Right.
I mean, how many different sports are you handling?
Oh, I know. There's a lot. We just finished some wrestling rings.
Yeah, we did championship
rings
for the wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah?
Basketball, volleyball, baseball, soccer,
yeah.
football.
We also do banners, all the senior banners, eighth grade banners for St. Francis Holy Ghost.
Just the two of you?
Nope.
We have help.
Yes, mm-hmm. we have help. Tara Mueller and Aaron Green.
I see.
Yes.
Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Tara Sharman with TCAD. And her daughter, Jamie. They're a team. They're partners. And we're talking about their new business that they're operating at their new store, their new location. And also, like, if you want to, I just want to mention all of our interviews are on our website, Listen On Demand, and we also have them now. We're putting a lot on YouTube, so you can go to our YouTube channel if you miss one. Here's what a question I have mm-hmm. for you is, Tammy, how enjoyable is it, or not enjoyable, working with your daughter in a business? What do you think about
that? I love it.
You do?
Yes, I do. I look forward to it. I look forward to it every day.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun. We have a lot of the same ideas. We have a lot in common. It just helps out that we're a lot alike.
Oh, why would you suggest this type of association with your children? You know, why would you suggest this to other parents? Why you want to get into business with your child?
Well, I have always been close with my kids. The relationship that you build, and I don't know, it's just, I would be with my kids every day for the rest of my life because that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
So
this makes it perfect.
It does. Yes.
How about you, Jamie? Tell me about your relationship working with your mom.
I love it. It's fun. We hang out all the time. We're together on the weekends, even if we're not working together. My kids are obsessed with her. It's fun.
It's not like you.
It's flexible. That helps a lot, especially having small kids. And
And it's not like you have worked for others, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Yep, I've always worked for others. And then my daughter got sick, and my dad actually hired me to do work for his, like, contracting and farm. So I still do that also.
Okay.
So I'm split between my mom's business and my dad's business.
As a daughter, or, you know, working for your mom or your dad, what are some of the positive things that people maybe don't think about, you know, that they, and even some of the negative things, but this is about that relationship, that working relationship with your parents.
I like that it's different than an employer because my kids come first. My kids have something or they're sick, they don't question me. They're like, stay home, go do whatever you need to do with them. That's huge for me.
Flexibility.
Yes.
With your kids.
Yeah. I never really got to go to class parties or field trips or anything like that, and now I never miss anything. So that's been huge for me.
Yes, I can see that.
There's not really a whole lot of disadvantages. I mean, sometimes we get on each other's nerves a little bit.
No way.
But it's fine within like 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't have any disadvantages. It's been great.
Do you, Tammy, do you find you can always rely on Jamie?
Yes.
Isn't that big
and
for
it's
you?
Huge. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're not worried about her just, you know, getting mad and quitting about anything.
Oh, right.
Because you've had your differences before.
Oh, yeah.
But you know you love each other.
Oh, yeah. Right. Absolutely.
Good.
Yeah. And we're lucky. I mean, I don't know. We rarely have differences, honestly. I mean, we're very lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a good team. All of the girls we all get along great.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's
awesome. It doesn't feel like work.
It doesn't feel like work.
It doesn't.
Actually, most of the time, we're supposed to leave at 5, and we don't always leave at 5.
You're having too much fun.
Yeah. That's what it's all about. Yeah.
Yes. How about, you know, back at home, as far as, like, where is she? Where are those two?
Oh, no. Andy works all the time, too. So.
Oh, he does?
Yes. Yeah. So
she works way more than me. I'm pretty much just there during the day, and then I go pick my kids up.
Yeah.
And we have sports and dance and all the things, so I can't be there too much.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And I just hang out till the games start, and then I leave and go. But Andy does a lot, too, at TCAD.
He does?
Yes.
What's Andy do?
Oh, gosh. He helps cut metal, the max metal signs, if I need them cut down.
How do you cut those metal signs?
It's not easy.
No, I mean, do you have like a...
We usually have a razor blade, like a utility knife to cut. Yeah. And it's a process.
You just sand it.
And sand it down so it's not sharp. So
do you have like a break or something? You put it in and cut it?
No.
Or just use a straight edge? Mm-hmm,
straight edge. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. It's
He does that for you.
He does that sometimes. If it's small, I can do them. But when they're bigger, I'd rather have him do it. But he's been our handyman. He's done all of our...
We just did some Connex boxes and utility trailers, like huge logos
for Loki Plumbing.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So he helps out with us.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah. He enjoys it.
What do you find of all the different things that you do at TCAD? What is the most popular?
That varies because I feel like it goes in waves. Like there will be a week where I have a ton of embroidery. I just did 50 hats, you know, so, and then like right now, Tara is completely swamped with medals and during sports season. But then, you know, next week it'll be, 2 weeks ago, I guess it was, we were swamped with Connex boxes and job trailers. And we work with CAMEX too, construction. So we do signs and stuff for them as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it just goes in waves. It's okay. Like, I don't know, 1 week it's a ton of this, and then the next week it's a ton of that. So,
did you, whenever you took over TCAD Designs, did they have all the equipment you needed, or yes. Did you have to buy some stuff?
No, they had everything. I added embroidery machines. I had those myself.
Because you had them yourself. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then I've recently added a DTF printer, the direct-to-fabric printer. So.
I see.
Yeah, but everything else was already there. It was a turnkey. Yeah.
How was the event space? Do you see the event? Because you're not far away from each other.
No.
You know, that's kind of
right across
nice.
The street.
You know, like, what, 100 feet maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you see close. Those two places working together at all?
I do.
Yeah? How do you see that?
We offer Jim's formal wear. So we do tuxedos, rental, and you can rent or buy them. So Okay. That's going to go hand in hand with the venue, I feel.
Uh-huh. And yeah. You'll be able to decorate it up mm-hmm. nice.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or if they would, we've had a lot of, like, wedding gifts, that are engraved, and we mm-hmm. can do that at TCAD. So that is part of it also.
Yes. We've done a lot of seating charts. We make the signs for the seating charts for weddings. Mm-hmm. So
yeah. It'll fit mm-hmm. right in.
Yeah.
Okay. So whenever this event space gets going, Jamie, is that kind of going to be your gig? That's what you're going to?
Both of ours, really.
Okay.
We're both doing pretty much equal parts in it.
Have you taken any reservations yet for parties?
We have.
You have?
Then we had to cancel them. Which was a big bummer, but luckily we knew them and it was fine. We've ran into some holdups.
I see. Yes.
We have to put in a sprinkler system, which we knew about. It's just taken longer than expected, which is fine. Hoping for summer, because we've had so many people reach out to us for graduation parties, several weddings this year, which we really didn't think we would have. We mm-hmm. didn't know that it would be big enough, but a lot of people like small intimate weddings too. So
yeah, well, they're cheaper.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to feed that many. Yes.
No, agreed.
You don't have to mortgage your home.
Right. Yes.
For sure.
So really, it's kind of hard to be booking right now because I don't want to have to tell anybody else that they need to move their event, but hopefully in the next few months we won't have that.
Give me a description of your place. What's it going to look like?
Modern.
Yeah.
We're going to have like epoxy floors to make it look like concrete. Mm-hmm. I wanted concrete floors, but with a basement, we couldn't do that.
Right.
All of our walls are going to be stucco. We couldn't keep the brick inside. It was just falling apart. There was no way to fix it, which was unfortunate because that's the whole reason we bought the building.
I know. I know.
We love exposed brick, but we have to cover that up. But we do have it exposed downstairs. So downstairs, we're going to have a bridal suite, a kitchenette, just a place to hang out to get ready.
Okay.
And yeah. Then upstairs is just wide open.
Okay.
So we have a really cool bar. Dale Martinez is whipping us up a
nice.
Fun thing for
I'm
that.
Excited.
Nice.
We just told him to run with it because his taste is incredible.
Yeah, he's
so
very good at it.
That's a surprise to us too.
Yes.
We don't really know exactly what it's going to look like, but I trust him.
We sent him an inspo pic. We've met with him a couple of times, but as far as the finished product, we just told him to go.
Yep.
Nice.
And then there was a garage in the back that we tore down, and it's going to be a big patio. So we'll have that back there, maybe some cocktail tables, a fireplace. We're not really exactly for sure yet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be perfect.
Yeah.
And a place for, you know, if they wanted to have a music,
yes.
entertainment,
mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll have speakers all throughout there for DJs to hook up. And
okay.
Yeah.
That'll be nice.
Yeah.
That'll be nice.
It's going to be pretty.
Yes. And they got plenty of parking.
Yes. We're very lucky. We have two parking lots right next to us and... Mm-hmm. There's lots of spaces in
this.
Yes. Well, ladies, any last comments about your businesses that you have going?
I don't think so.
Just come in and see you?
Yeah, just come see us. We have something for everyone.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure. Yes, and so good to see you two working together.
Yes.
I really enjoy working with my children off and on. I got Michael now. He's working with us here at the station.
Yeah.
And
it's fun.
Yeah, it is fun. You know, it's enjoyable.
It is.
I highly recommend it.
I do too.
To all parents and
I do too.
And the youth. So you guys take care. Best of luck. And we'll see you around.
Perfect. Thank you.
Perfect. Thanks, Chris.